Good Sunday morning to you, and welcome to the podcast this morning on the 11th of August, 2024. Very simple podcast this morning, very simple subject matter this morning. It has to do related to our faith. We find the scripture this morning in Acts chapter 3 and verse 19. Now I'm going to read this verse to you out of the New American Standard Bible from 1977. It says, "Repent, therefore, and return, that your sins may be wiped away, in order that the times of refreshing may come from the presence of the Lord." Is your life stale? Do you feel there's no hope? Circumstances around us today in the society in which we live leads normal people, and when I say normal people, I believe in normal people are the people that know that there's a God creator, know that there are standards in life that we are expected to uphold, not because of men's standards, but because of God's standards, know that God created us, male and female, and know that we are in his eyes equal. What I consider normal people are the people that understand that you cannot go against the very nature of God and be successful, whether that be in government-led propaganda, whether that be in special interest groups propaganda and trying to force their evil and pathetic doctrines down your throat or not. A normal person who thinks rationally will say, okay, there's got to be something bigger than me. There's got to be something bigger than my organization. There's got to be something bigger than politics. There's just got to be something bigger. And when you sit down and you rationalize and you research and you open your heart to be teachable, then normal people generally see there is a God. Christians, we call him Jesus, and I believe he is the one true and living God. I believe he is the God that sacrificed for me, that I may have someone to repent to. That word repent means to turn around, stop going in the direction that you were going. You know, a good majority of people go through their life, and the only thing that God sees is their backside, because they are constantly going away from the principles and the precepts that God has laid out for his creation to live by. So when we realize that we are going away from our God, that's what repentance is. The light bulb comes on and we say, wait a minute, I am doing wrong against God. And I can assure you that if you are doing wrong against God, then you're doing wrong against someone else. You're doing wrong either against your family, your husband, your wife, your brother, or your sister, or you're doing wrong against your place of employment, or you're doing wrong against your neighborhood or something. If you are going away from God, you see, since God is all encompassing, since he is the creator God, everything comes back to him. Now, I know that good old JB has been known to say, and certainly it means nothing to him, which nothing means anything to this bunch, but he has said many times, the buck stops here. Well, he doesn't mean that. He's a liar, and he doesn't mean it. He's another one that needs to turn towards God, him and little Cammy also, and the rest of that bunch in DC. They're evil, but they need to turn to God. Listen, The buck does truly stop with God. And here's the reason why. He is the creator. Everything that you know, everything that you experience, everything that you see, and everything about even your own individual body is God's. He created it. And he put a standard in place. He put a model in place. And he put everything in place to the point that everything will function perfectly if we would only allow it to. So if you're walking the opposite direction from our Heavenly Father, you're walking against the direction of everything else in creation. It's as simple as that. Now, many of you are agnostic. Many of you are atheists. Many of you just don't give a rip one way or the other because you can't see the forest for the trees. But he says, he makes it very clear, and he made it very clear in this one verse in Acts. And certainly he makes it very clear through many times through both Old Covenant and New Covenant word that in order to really know him and to have a refreshing in your life now, not later, but now, that you can only obtain that refreshing by saying, I'm going the wrong direction. Let me turn around and let me go towards God's face for a change. And he says in many other places, if you will do that, times of refreshing will come. In your personal life, if your personal life is in the gutter, and there's nothing at all working for you, then why don't you try turning around? I mean, it would seem to be a logical assumption to me if I said and I discern my life and nothing at all is going right, and I feel like that the pressure of the world is about ready to just cave in on top of my head and push me straight down to the core of the earth, then I should have enough logical ambition about me to examine what's going on in a truthful manner. Not by the manner that your politician friends tells you, not by the manner of even your denominational friends tell you from based on their denominational principles. But you can open God's word and decide what's what. Certainly. So do what you need to do to repent. Turn around. Let him refresh you. You see, you don't have to wait until you get, if you were actually upon your death, make it into this eternal place of glory called heaven. You don't have to wait till then to actually be refreshed. You can turn now and that refreshing comes. That presence of God comes and he's got you in his hand. He said that. So if God's got you in his hand, what better place to live your life out? Irregardless of all the stupid nonsense that's going on around us. You can contact me, church2go@gmail.com, if you have a comment on this little sermon this morning, or if you need prayer or any kind of spiritual assistance. Shoot me an email, and I'll do my best to respond to you. See you. Bye.